stop by any location of North Star Bank from February 21st to the 25th and register to win one day's interest on $1 million.
You might also be surprised with extra cash prizes when you use any North Star Bank ATM this week.
No requirement to open or maintain an account to enter to win drawing. Visit North Star Bank's 10th anniversary celebration going on now at their locations in Van Acks, Pigeon, Caro, and Akron. Member FDIC.
We're back here at Kansas City High School after that timeout. Lakers with the ball on the lead, 38-3. Lawrence was stuck down in the corner, but he managed to find that wide-open Warwick at the top. Warwick pulls it back out. I'm sure the coach said, hey, slow down, we got the lead. Let's be methodical again and look right for some good shots. So City Green must have said, let's pick the intensity up a little bit more. I like what you have, but we need a little bit more from you here.
You know, defense is hard work, you know, but it pays off. And I think Cass City got a little spark there, had a nice run.
Volker found a wide-open Zwimmer and a mismatch on Ketter down there in the paint. And did a good job of bounce passing in there to Zwimmer. And Ketter fouled him from behind. You know, this is only the seventh foul the second half, and it's going to be Ketter's second. He only had five fouls in the first half.
You know what, and it's not like there isn't contact and there are shots in the paint that people are hanging on other people, but they're just not getting the calls. So
Zwimmer's first shot's up, no good. Lead stays at 38-38. Second one's no good. Well, I was going to say 8-point lead there, but I looked at the time and totally lost my train of thought. Stays out of control by Varney. He brings it all the way up the court. She's in the Dunnick. Dunnick finds Varney for the three. No good. Long rebound. Chased down by Zwimmer. Late rebounding there on Kansas City's part.
That could have been a game changer.
Lawrence with the ball, he's trapped right there, and he gets it shifted away by Varney. Varney comes back, he's going to be challenged by Lawrence, but he gets the shot off, no good. And it gets tipped out of bounds by Ketter, goes back to Lakers.
A tough shot.
I think he could have pulled it out there, waited for some help since
yeah, he didn't really have a good angle.
Yeah, ooh, we had a little bit of push go. Dunnick gave Lawrence just a little bit of shove, but Gordon Lawrence by no means was no innocent guy right there on that play either. Lawrence gets it for the long three. Jack tries to block it, and I take that back.
Yeah.
Zaleski tried to block it, and he hooks it. Now we're getting some chippy fouls going on here.
Dunnick did push in the back. He was weak side rebound, and then he pushed on Zwimmer from behind. So
Dunnick picks up his second. Next foul for Lakers. We'll put Lakers. We'll put Cass City in the bonus. It's only the second team foul for Cass City. 3:06 to go, 38-30. Lakers with the ball on there. Kind of taking a stall, but we've got a little bit of Chase Booker's going to pick up his fourth for a blocking foul there. That's his fourth. That was away from the ball foul.
That was a tough one. Not called anything on the shooting fouls. Three shooting fouls the whole night. And then they call a screening foul.
And we're going to have a timeout from Kansas City. 38-30, 2:55 to go in the fourth. We'll be back right after these commercial messages.
Sandpoint residents, now is the time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone Company. Why? How about you can switch right now and keep your same phone number? How about a wider local calling area? Switch to Pigeon Telephone and call Caseville, Bayport, Bad Axe, Cass City, Elkton, Gagetown, Kindy, Pigeon, Port Austin, Unionville, and Sebring, all with a local call. And local offices you can stop into. Certain restrictions apply. It's time to switch your local phone service to Pigeon Telephone. Stop by their offices at 20 South Main Street or call 1-800-292-0614 and make the switch today.
We're back here at Cass City High School with the Lakers with the lead, 38-30, 2:55 to go in this Greatest on West Conference game between two rivals. Getting a little chippy here on both ends. The officials are trying to get the control back, but I don't think they've had control since the beginning of the game. My opinion. Dunnick gets it inside, takes a dribble, goes up over Volker, and misses it. If Dunnick could have taken that without a dribble, he'd have had that shot, but it gave Volker time to recover and get over there. Morris still trying to pick up the ball. He can't get a handle on it. Now he does. He finds Willie, but it's blocked by Dunnick as they're trapped right at the half-court line. Dunnick and Keller, and it goes off of Dunnick. Nice to see some emotion by Dunnick there as far as, oh, man, I had that, and it just went out of bounds.
you know, the deflections, I keep track of that. And you want to encourage kids, oh, wide open, chase closer underneath.
But it was too easy of an inbound play to send the lead back 10, 40-30, Lakers, 2:27 to go here in the game. And a three by Kittle.
Back to seven.
Back to seven. They need a couple of those in a row and a stop. They can get two of those in a stop. And here they come with a 4-foot press on the trap and off court. They got Volker there. Volker's going to take a timeout. And so are we. We'll be back right after this break.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
As farmers, it sure has been interesting riding the waves in the commodity markets the last few years. Marketing gurus from all over have been wrong as often as they've been right. I'm Jim McQueen, an ag lender at Thumb National Bank, and we have seen the volatility in the commodities along with the inputs and land costs. We know what you're going through, looking for the right seed and chemical program. Do you hedge? Do you forward contract? Do you use options, or do you just put it in a bin and seal it up? We don't have the answers. Heck, nobody does. But at Thumb National Bank, you can bet we will listen and understand the questions. We may offer an opinion when pressed, but we also realize that it's your livelihood involved, and decisions are ultimately yours. If you want an experienced ag lender who can be an asset for your operation rather than a liability, feel free to give us a call. We know farming. Better yet, we know farmers. The details are up to you. We're here to help you with your financing needs. Give us a call in Pigeon at 989-453-3113 or any of our other branches in Cass City, Caseville, or Bay City. Check us out on the web at thumbnational.com. Thumb National Bank and Trust Company, where relationships are built on trust. Member FDIC.
And we're back here after that timeout. 40-33, Lakers with the lead, 2:13 to go on the ball. They inbound in the backcourt, get it on the front court to Lawrence. Lawrence takes it in, but he can't get the roll, but he's fouled there by Nick Brown, Kansas City. Going to go to the line for two.
We're going to see a lot of whistles now. They're going to make up for a game of not blowing the whistle.
And Kansas City's in the bonus the rest of the way out. They could get themselves back into the... Or Lakers is in the bonus the rest of the way. They've got that backwards, don't they? No. I'm looking at it backwards.
Right.
Lakers is in the bonus... No. Lakers
right.
is not in the bonus. Kansas City is in the bonus. They gave that foul to... Yes. I'm confused. I'm reading this board.
The team has seven fouls, so
right.
Lakers are shooting bonus.
These are flip-flops. First, he makes both of those. 42-33. I'm confused tonight. Who knows? I have a blonde moment here. Senior moment, whatever you want to call it. Orvin drives to the basket. Baseline, no good. Rebounds, Wimmer. Wimmer throws it away. Cassidy throws it. Tries to save it. Finally tried to save it off of Lawrence's foot, but he couldn't stay up in the air long enough. He managed to step on the maroon line down here.
And that gives them a chance to set up their full court pressure again.
Denying inbounds. Nick Brown.
Oh, one guy got away.
Volker got free, but he's covered tightly by Brown. Keller's going to slide over to Hart. Volker throws it back over here to Warwick.
Oh, he left his feet.
Wide open Wimmer underneath, but smartly, this freshman pulls it up to the top of the key. They got the lead, 42-33 with a minute 40 to go. Now we got some tight coverage on Keller. Keller's trying to catch Lawrence. Lawrence gets in the paint, left the shot go. Rebound Volker. Volker, the senior veteran there, pulls it out and gives it to Warwick. They spread it out this time. Warwick gets chased by Bonnie. Bonnie nicely asks for the foul because he hit him and he wanted the foul without trying to be aggressive. And he gets it. It'll be 1-1 for Warwick at the line. Coming back into the game is Morgan Erling. Coming out is Nick Brown. I think you're going to see that going back and forth here. Defensive purposes.
Offensive defense.
And we'll be back after this timeout.
It never fails. There's a little ice on the road. You're a little late for work. You tap the brakes a little too hard. What then? I'm Dave Tucker, body shop manager at Moore Shoreline in Sebring. Call me right away when this happens. I'll bring you a clean loaner with a full tank of gas, and you can be on your way. I'll do the estimate right there on the spot. All you have to do is call your insurance company. I'll take care of the rest. After restoring your vehicle, I'll bring it back to you, completely detailed inside and out, all hassle-free, and all no charge. And there's more. Moore Shoreline's Body Shop guarantees the work for life. How do we do that? Moore Shoreline has factory-trained technicians with over 15 years' experience. After having work done in our body shop, our customers tell us all the time their vehicles look like new. See Moore Shoreline today. M25, just 4 miles north of Unionville. More service, more quality.